is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman from Great Lakes Investment Advisor. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jason provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman.
Good morning and welcome to your Financial Empower Hour. This is Jason Kreiderman with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. Here I am sitting Sunday morning as you're listening to this show. However, as most of our listeners know, this show, Tony and I, my co-host, we record these shows earlier in the week. And so we think about when our listeners are going to be hearing our show. If you listen live on the Sunday mornings, or if you hear it on one of our podcasts, or if you listen to the show after the fact, this show is airing right now on December 24th. Christmas Eve. So it is the last recorded show, last played show of the year from the office here, as my staff and I will be taking off next week between Christmas and New Year's. Kind of just step back, kick back, get out of the business world for a while, kick back and spend some precious time and reflect with our family and our loved ones. And I'm sure if you're listening to the show on Christmas Eve, that's probably what you're doing today. Maybe you've been traveling the last few days, or maybe you've had family or friends travel in. And so now it's time, you know, just really to be, you know, thankful for what we've had, look back on the year and remember the season, you know, remember Christmas and the reason for the season. And you know, when Amy and I, you know, talk to our kids about the reason for the season and what Christmas is all about. And the biggest thing we try to remind them is it's obviously, you know, season of caring, but it's, you know, let's talk about Christmas itself and presents, okay? Well, Tony and I talk about this a little bit before the show, and I asked Tony, what are you getting me for Christmas? And he says, Jason, see, that's the problem right there with you, Jason, is you're all about get. And I said, well, Tony, it's the darn kids are rubbing off on me. And so as Tony and I talk, and just to remind all of our listeners out there, you know, really this is the season of love, the season of caring, the season of giving, whether that be giving the gifts to family or just giving your time or giving love, giving maybe a shoulder to cry on or a hug to somebody, or giving some time in volunteering, or think about what you can do next year in giving. And so that's kind of how we'd like to start the show out this morning. As I mentioned, it's Christmas Eve when you hear this show. If you're listening to it live on Sunday morning, wishing everybody a very blessed and safe travels, a very blessed Christmas Eve, and a beautiful, blessed Christmas tomorrow. And Tony, what do you have this week leading up to Christmas?
Well, first of all, I want to point out, Jason, that you and Great Lakes Investment Advisors like to give back to the community. So I know that's really important to you. And you've been that way as long as I've known you. And I know you as a company as well, Great Lakes Investment Advisors. You invest back into the community. You help. You do things to help those who need a hand up. And I really appreciate all that you do in our community. But yeah, I've been crazy busy getting ready for Christmas. My wife and I, I'll be honest, we're way behind this year in Christmas shopping. Last year we did pretty good, but this year we were out, you know, it's the week before Christmas and we were out shopping last night still for gifts. And yeah. So that's part of the issue, Jason, is we put it off this year, and mainly just because we're both so busy. I mean, we both have our full-time careers and we've been busy helping the kids, you know, with the planning for school. And I just, every year with three kids in college, it's crazy, you know, one in grad school and yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we talk about that a lot, you know, with the kids. Your kids are off in college and grad school and those types of things, and you're just as busy as ever with them doing that as I am with the three kids, you know, our young kids at home, 16, 13, and 10, and, you know, ours are at home and we're busy with them. And a lot of people think, gee, when the kids, when they're graduated and out of high school and they move out of the house, we'll have a lot more free time, we won't be as busy, but that's not really the case, is it, Tony?
Well, not always. I mean, there are definite things. I mean, we're thankful we don't have events every single night and two or three events with three kids. That's a different kind of busy, and we're glad we don't have that anymore, but we still have events. My daughter had, she's in swing dance club, and they had a big swing dance event. And then we have relatives who have younger kids, and we want to support them by going to their choir concert. And Sarah's mom wants to go. So there's always things like that. But now there's things like FAFSA, and how much are we going to owe? And how much, you know, how can we minimize how much our kids borrow for college? And what are we going to do to pay these bills? And then each of the kids has trips coming up, like, you know, school trips. My daughter's going to Ghana in Africa for a school.
Wow.
For as part of a school trip to help.
When's she going
people
there?
In need. I believe it's January she leaves.
Wow.
She goes in
what
January.
What an awesome experience for her.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Her.
And then my wife is actually taking a business trip to recruit nurses from Kenya in Africa. It's insane. So they'll both be going to Africa at different times.
Good for them.
Isn't
how
that crazy? I mean, but it's things like that and trying to coordinate. And then, of course, you and I are going to Nashville in January for a huge financial conference, and I'm trying to coordinate that, and Sarah and I's trips kind of overlap, so who's going to watch the animals? You know, it just, it's life, and everybody has, everybody experiences
life, right?
It. But I am so thankful for you, Jason, and your friendship, and I'm so thankful that we have family, and I consider myself very fortunate to have a great family. You know, these are great problems to have.
Yeah, they really are. You know, we talk about, you know, getting towards the end of the year, and I know a show we did just a week or so ago, oh, I guess it's been a month already, was around Thanksgiving and what we've been thankful for.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of it. I mean, the kids and our health and our travel and family and all those good stuff. And, you know, here we are at Christmas again. And it's just an awesome time of year, Tony, where, like I mentioned, myself, my team here at the office, we're going to be off the week between Christmas and New Year's. And I think that's just a great time to give our team, give our staff time to reflect and spend time with their loved ones and their family, and not worry about the hustle and bustle of, wow, this has been a crazy busy, not only year, but obviously end of the year. Especially here at the office, we have a very busy end of the year because there's a lot of year-end planning and year-end deadlines, December 31st, as far as some form of withdrawals or contributions from or into accounts. And so it is a busy time of year for us, but what a great, great time of year. I love the holidays. Would love to see a white Christmas, but as of time of this recording, doesn't look like here in Michigan, anyhow, Tony, we're going to see a white Christmas. We've had some flurries, but nothing going to stick on the ground, and doesn't look like the weather's going to be cold enough to give us that. I'm not sure over there in Minnesota how the snow and the forecast looks for you guys to have a white Christmas. Is it looking white or is it looking brown?
Nope, it's going to be a brown Christmas in Minnesota this year, believe it or not. I cannot believe
we'll
it. It's the first I can remember. I don't think we're going to have any snow. In fact, we've got days in the 40s. We're breaking records at this point for warm days in end of December. But they say we're going to pay for it in January and February and March. It'll be a late.
It's going to make up for it.
Yeah, we might have a lot of snow and a lot of cold the beginning of next year, but we'll see. They don't know that far out. Nobody can predict the weather. Just like
that's just the weather.
Nobody
right?
can predict the markets or the weather. Nobody has a crystal ball. But speaking of things we can be thankful for, listeners, we are going to talk about the markets today. I know, Jason, you mentioned before the show to me you wanted to talk about what's going on, and there's a lot going on. We're having an amazing run. I mean, the CNBC headline right now is S&P 500 rises Monday as market adds to seven-week advance. I mean, we're on a seven-week roll right now. And the Fed says they were surprised by the market reaction, but, you know, they indicated that they're not going to raise rates anymore and that they may consider lowering them two or three times next year. And so the market reacted positively to that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we look at like reflective on the market this year and being, you know, looking at bigger picture, we need to be taking consideration the market right now, for example, as time of this recording, as you mentioned, Tony, the S&P 500 is just one of the indexes, benchmark of our economy, 500 household name companies. And then there's, of course, the Dow Jones. And then we look at other indexes as well, like the bond index and an international index. And to keep in perspective of being diversified and well-rounded, around it. But yeah, as of recording of this show right now, the S&P 500 year to date is up over 24%. And that's huge. That's amazing.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more in the next segment of the show, you know, reflective of why is it up so big? Because if we look at the Dow Jones and bonds and international and other indexes, they're not up quite that much. So we're going to talk about the separation of the S&P, why it looks like that. And we'll talk about historically. Yeah, but what about last year when the S&P was down almost 20% or more? Again, big picture. We don't want to put the blinders on and get caught into just this 1 year. And like you mentioned, that article you were looking at, October 27th, the market pretty well has went up straight up since then.
Yeah.
So it's been a crazy 6, 7, 8 weeks here. We very well may see this continue through what they call the Santa Claus rally into this week of Christmas and then the week after Christmas and into the new year. And then we have the presidential election coming up next year. So there's a lot going on. We have no idea where the market's going to go. You're right. Just like a weatherman. I don't know how many times I've heard the weather. They say, well, there's a 50% chance of rain today or a 50% chance of sunshine. And, well, there's a 50% chance of anything.
Right.
You know, there's a 50% chance the market's going to go up today and there's a 50% chance it's going to go down. So you might make money, you might lose.
Yeah.
And again, that's, you know, there's no predicting that. They can obviously, you know, there's following trends. And when you hear something like the Fed saying, hey, we're not going to raise interest rates. We think we're going to back down from raising this interest rates. We're going to hold them. As a matter of fact, the plan might be now to start reducing interest rates. Well, yeah, there's sectors of the market that love that. Bonds is one of them that should, when interest rates go down, bonds should go up. However, there's other sectors where that's going to be a negative as well. So, you know, we'll talk about that more throughout our show today, Tony.
Yeah. And before we jump into that, we're going to take a quick break so I can give away some more copies of your book, Jason. You and your dad wrote this amazing book. It has a lot of great tips, financial tips, talking about a financial plan, talking about retirement planning, from minimizing a tax burden, maximizing Social Security, the markets, investments. I think that's fantastic. So listeners, the next 10 callers, the next 10 people to contact us, you can always leave a message or even contact us through the website, but we will send out at no charge, not even postage, a copy of the book. It's completely complimentary. All you have to do is call 989-835-7203. That number again is 989-835-7203. Or go to the website, GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. And you can fill out the contact form. They'll get back to you and tell them when they do, you want a copy of the book. And if you call in, you have to mention the radio show, though. Say, I heard the radio show, either online, on air, live, or on a podcast service. All you have to do is mention the show and you'll get a complimentary copy of the book. You can also set up a no charge, no obligation consultation with Jason and his team there at Great Lakes Investment Advisors. Again, the number is 989-835-7203. But stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Jason Kreiderman, as I like to call Jason, the man with the plan, because Jason, that's what you do, is help people plan and avoid costly mistakes. And speaking of costly mistakes, people get emotional when it comes to their money in the market. And at the end of our last segment, you were talking about how the market is up. We're on a 7-week run and it's just been going up and up and up, which is good. That's a good thing. There are some intricacies that people may not realize. I know you were talking before the show, you're talking with somebody and they're like, hey, the S&P is up this much, but I'm only up half that. Why? I think that's a question our listeners might have.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt a lot of our listeners out there, Tony, are thinking just that. Either they've seen or heard other people talk about a part of the market. Maybe it's a sector. Maybe it's an index. Maybe it's a certain investment where somebody says a rate of return to you. Hey, I'm up 5% or I'm up 25%. I think it's very important, first of all, to keep in perspective what exactly are they talking about. Are they talking about the S&P 500 index? Are they talking about the Dow Jones? Are they talking about Amazon stock? Are they talking about Tesla stock? Are they talking about the bond sector or their CD? So very important, first of all, we clarify what is somebody really talking about when they throw numbers out there, because it's so easy to get caught up in hearing that number, like, wow, I'm up 25% year to date. Well, wow, I want that rate of return too. But if being up 25% means that I have to own one stock, all my money in one basket or one index, and I'm not though. I don't have all my money in one stock or one index. I have what's called a balanced or diversified portfolio. I have to remember that, because it's nice to hear those big returns and think, wow, I'd love to be part of that. But if we're not as diversified or not as balanced as we really should be for the long term, maybe those high returns aren't really in your best interest. Because if we think about where the S&P 500 is this year, for example, we mentioned that as of the recording of this show, the S&P 500 was up almost 24% year to date. But if anybody that's clients of ours has seen the email we put out from portfolio manager Gradient Investments and Keith Gangle last week, it was called the Magnificent Seven. And for those of our listeners that didn't see this yet, because maybe you're not a family we represent, you can call our office again when Tony gives that number at the end or beginning of the segment. Call our office and ask for the article called The Magnificent Seven. Pretty powerful two-page article that shows seven companies are driving almost 80% of the gain of the S&P 500 this year. Meaning these seven companies, as of, again, this recording and as of this article dated December 12th, Tony, those seven companies are Microsoft, Apple, Alphabet, which is Google, Amazon, NVIDIA, Meta Platforms, and Tesla. Those seven companies are up year-to-date 71% combined.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That puts the S&P 500 up at the time of this article, December 12th, up 19% year-to-date. If you take those seven companies, Tony, out of this calculation of how is the S&P doing year-to-date, if you take those seven companies out, the S&P 500, as of time of printing this article, December 12th, was up 6%. That's huge when somebody says the S&P's up 19. Why am I not up 19? Well, first of all, in 21 or 22 years, Tony, of being a trusted fiduciary financial advisor, I've never had one client or one family invested just like the S&P 500. And they know that when we meet and we build, as you mentioned, the plan, we build their investment, their portfolio management plan. They know we are not going to be invested 100% in the S&P 500. Will we have some exposure? Absolutely. Will we have some of those names I just mentioned? Microsoft, Alphabet, Tesla. Absolutely. We'll probably have some exposure to those companies. We'll probably have exposure to that sector. But we're going to be very diversified. We're going to be very well balanced. I don't have very many families, Tony, that are up 23% right now because, you know, where the market is, and there's only seven companies driving that gain. Most of our families year to date, again, yeah, they're somewhere probably between more averaging like in that 6 to 10% range.
Sure.
And keep in big perspective again as well, what did the market look like last year? If we remember last year, the market, the S&P 500 was down. Most equity markets or indexes were down between 15 and 20 some percent. Interest rates went up quite a bit last year, so bond sectors were even down negatively double digits. So last year, 2022, was a brutal year.
Yeah.
So this year, to see the market back up is awesome. We needed to. And again, big picture, if we look over the last 2 years, because again, in 22 years, Tony, I've never invested in anybody's money for just 1 year at a time. It's big picture.
Yeah.
We're going to look into a 20, 30 plus year retirement. So do you want me to manage your money or build you a plan for 1 year or to do the best we can, balanced, diversified for long term, which hopefully 10, 15, 20 years or more. But just the last 2 years, getting perspective again, yes, this year the S&P is up huge. But if we go back 2 years, last 2 years, and I'm using Yahoo Finance right in front of me at this point in time, Tony, the S&P 500 over the last 2 years is up 2.7%. So from where it started December of 21 to where it is now, December of 23, even after it's up 20-some percent year-to-date, because of the negative performance in 22, we're only up 2.7% long-term over a two-year period.
Yeah, so the people that, let's say, for example, somebody might be, they're up 10% this year, and they look at the S&P and say, wow, that's up 25, 24%. I'm only up 10, but they need to look at 2022, when I know a lot of your clients, the market was down close to 20%. A lot of them were probably only down about 10 because of the diversification. So that's where it balances out, is on negative years like 2022, you didn't have all your eggs in one index. You weren't.
That's right.
And so that's why you don't, is because you want to maximize gains, but at the same time, you want to minimize losses. When the market drops 20% and I only am that year down 10, that's a win. I mean,
that's a huge win.
I mean, I could have been down double that, but I wasn't, because I didn't have all my investments in just one index or a select handful of stocks. But I find it interesting, the Magnificent Seven, that's a funny title for that article. That was a great movie from back in the day, great Western.
It really was, yep.
Yeah, but it is somewhat, it's always shocking to hear that the S&P is being held up by seven companies. Like the seven companies make the gain, and the rest of the 500, out of 500, seven companies are carrying it. I'd feel better if it weren't as few companies carrying it, right?
Yeah, I think most people would. When you realize that and break it down, you know, look at those seven companies. So that means 493 other companies, 493, Tony, are up an average. When we printed this article as of December 12th, we're up an average of 6%.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. You know, so yeah, you got those seven companies that are powerhouses right now. And there's the old saying, what goes up must come down. And it's very true in the stock market. And so think about what could potentially happen moving forward into an election year, or, you know, geopolitically with everything going on here and the wars across, Ukraine. And think about what could happen to some of those companies. And do you want all your eggs in one basket?
Right.
Would you take your nest egg in your portfolio and gamble on those seven companies? Or would you rather spread that out over 493 other companies, saying, maybe I don't want just those seven. Yeah, they're up great, but I'd rather be more diversified and more balanced, because, yeah, last year when they were down 20, 30, 40% or more, I would have been a heck of a lot more comfortable to be somewhere in maybe the 0 to negative 5, negative 10% range.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we're going to talk about this a little more, and ways to have a more balanced plan with your finances and not necessarily have everything at risk. So we'll get into that when we come back from this break, but let's give away a few more copies of your book. And listeners, it's a fantastic book. It's called Empower Your Retirement, written by Jason himself, with help from Dad. And I love that. You guys have been doing financial planning for so many years. It's chock full of knowledge from those years, and helping people to avoid mistakes. So to get a free copy of the book, just mention you heard about it on the show and call 989-835-7203. The next 10 callers at 989-835-7203. And even if you're listening to this on the website or a podcast, still call in and say you heard about it on the show to see if you can get a free copy of that book. We should have plenty to give away. Also, you can go to the website, GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. There's tons of helpful videos and information. There's a contact form there. You can set up a consultation. You'll get the complimentary book, and you'll have a no-charge consultation. There's no obligation to continue, but you can see where you're at financially, get some reports run, and I would highly recommend that. Also, stay tuned. We've got a lot more to talk about today. There's a lot happening out there on this wonderful Christmas Eve here on Your Financial Empower Hour. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. This is Your Financial Empower Hour with our host, Jason Kreiderman. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm just along for the ride, Jason. You've been providing a lot of great insight today for our listeners out there. We're talking about the markets, and you make a great point in that, you know, last year was down, This year, we're ending up quite a bit comparatively to last year. We're up from last year. But again, you have to look at the big picture. You can't just look at 1 year. I mean, I know you look back at the last 100 years of the market and what the, you know, over the last 100 years, over 70% of the years, I think 73% of the years, it's up. We have up years like this year. But we do have those down years like 2022. But there are things you can do to prepare, and you don't want to retire without diversity and balance and risk management. If you were set to retire in 2022 and weren't working with a financial professional, you'd be in big trouble, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's really important, especially when we talk about planning. And you mentioned that, be prepared. And that's the tagline of the book, actually, Tony, is plan for the best, prepare for the worst. Yeah. And, you know, it'd be great to say, gee, I'm in the best stocks. Right now, I own all my money in those Magnificent Seven, and total year-to-date up, I'm up 71%. And boy, is that part of the best ever? Absolutely. That's phenomenal. But have you done anything to prepare for the worst? What if those seven companies are down 10, 20% next year? Maybe they flip right from where they are and they're down 70 to 80% in 1 year. What are you doing now to prepare for that? Not only the seven companies, but what about just the stock market? If we think about your money, you know, and how hard you work to make that money, and how much harder you probably work to keep that money, to grow that money, and especially in retirement, you really want to keep that money. Hopefully it's going to be there to prepare, or I'm sorry, provide you with some retirement income, an income stream in retirement. So you do a lot of planning with your money. You do a lot of work. You have a lot of goals and dreams and visions with what you want with your money. That's where having a plan to say, well, gee, if this is what I want or don't want to have with my money, how am I going to plan for that to happen? But how am I going to be prepared that if things don't go as planned, I'm still going to be okay? And that really, I think the couple key words, Tony, that our listeners need to really be paying attention for and make sure they have in their portfolio is diversification, proper allocation, and review and balancing. Those three terms are huge, and those are things that are built into every single financial plan that we build for our investors, as well as every time we meet with our investors for their quarterly reviews or their semi-annual or their annual reviews. We're going over their allocation, their diversification, and rebalancing. Now's a great time to think about doing that towards the year end here, or if it's, you know, obviously it's Christmas Eve. We're not really too worried about that today, but next year into the first part of January, excuse me, is a great time to review your current portfolio and to say, well, gee, how did we do last year when the market was up pretty darn high? If we look at the S&P 500, how did we do the year before when the market was down pretty darn low? If we look at the S&P 500, but what's our long-term plan, our long-term goals? Because again, you know, diversification, allocation, rebalancing, those are extremely, extremely important and powerful, Tony, when we talk about plan for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Yeah. And I know that's your motto and it makes so much sense. And that way, people don't end up in a bad situation, especially in retirement. You have to have a plan going in, and you really want to minimize the risk, yet you still need growth. And how do you do that? And how do you turn what you've got into an income? These are all tough questions and easier said than done. But when you're working with a financial professional who does this day in and day out like yourself, not so tough, right? I mean, that's what you're there to help our listeners with. So I think we should probably take another quick break here. It's been a great show so far. Let's look at when we come back. I know I have a lot more questions for you regarding this, and I know you have a lot more you want to talk about to our listeners. But listeners, we have some more books to give away. I appreciate your listening to our show each week. We sure appreciate you. And we're going to show that Jason loves it to when I give away a lot of his books. He's going to have to order more pretty soon.
Actually, Tony, we just placed an order last week.
That's awesome. I bet you did. Empower Your Retirement is the book. And again, the subtitle, as Jason just mentioned, plan for the best, prepare for the worst. That's what you want to do. Just call Your Financial Empower Hour, Great Lakes Investments. The number is 989-835-7203. the next 10 callers at 989-835-7203 will get a copy of the book. We'll send it out at no charge. Give us a call and stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I am your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Jason Kreiderman. Jason, great show so far today. I love it. I'm looking at Jason here in the new studio you've got set up in your offices. I know you're going to be bringing more guests on, so our listeners can look forward to that. In the new year, you're going to have a lot of guests that you bring in, some experts in different areas. That'll be a lot of fun to have some people on the show, right?
Yeah, I think it will be. It's been really cool, you know, thinking I've been doing this radio show now, Tony, for almost 3 years, or just over 3 years, and I've been very fortunate to have you as my host for over the last year and a half now, and it's been awesome. I never thought, you know, I never thought 21, 22 years ago when I became a financial advisor with my dad, we never thought we'd have a radio show that you can listen to every Sunday morning live on AM and FM stations, that I would be on every single major podcast out there as far as Spotify, Applecast, whatever they are. Never thought I'd be an author of a book, Tony, that you could go to Amazon, you could Google Great Lakes Investment Advisors, or you could type in Kreiderman or the name of the book, which is called Empower Your Retirement. And you could actually buy, you know, I never thought I'd be an author, Tony, where someone could go on Amazon and buy my book for $15.99. Never fathomed that 21 years ago, but here I am, right here we are. Now, listeners out there, I know you listen to the show a lot. What I just told you could do is go to Amazon and pay $15.99 for this book. Don't do that. It's not something I want you guys to do, because you know Tony does a great job giving away copies of my book for free. Yeah. And so take advantage of that offer. We do have people that buy our book off Amazon, but you know, looking back to why we wrote the book, some people say, gee, are you making a killing? Are you going to be rich as an author? And the answer is no. The answer is a capital N, capital O. When we put a lot of time and money into writing this book, and we don't have a lot of them purchased online. The reason we bought them was not to get rich, because out of $15.99 book, Tony, I think if you do buy one online, I get like a 72-cent check.
Yeah, isn't that great?
So I mean, for every $16 that you pay, I think I make 70 cents or something. So definitely didn't do this to get rich. Why we did it is exactly why I love you giving away books every week, Tony, is because we want to share 20 some years of wealth and experience that my dad and I and our team have, meeting families in the exact positions a lot of our listeners have been in, are in, or may be in the future. And so that's what's really in the book, Tony, is real life experiences and our knowledge and what we've been through and how we've helped investors over the last 20 years. So again, being an author and then having a radio show, never fathomed 22 years ago here we would be. So it's been a pleasure. It's been awesome. I do plan on continuing this show for quite some time, Tony. I do plan everything works out and I don't upset you too much, that you'll keep me on as one of the hosts of the shows that you helped record. And we did. You mentioned upgraded off. Yeah, I upgraded my radio studio. I used to record down in the basement of the office here, and we called it the dungeon. Yeah. And every time I would pop on the camera and Tony would look at me, he'd say, wow, you're still in the cellar. They don't let me come out of the cellar very often. And but I've been upgraded. Now I'm up in the main part of the office. I do plan on having a lot more guests on the show. And so this is very exciting for me, Tony. I know it's exciting for you. It's really exciting for a lot of our listeners out there. We've had a few guests in the past on the show, and it's been very positive. We've had extremely positive feedback. The week or two after we host a show with a guest on it, we get a lot of phone calls. We get a lot of questions. We get a lot of comments. So for our listeners out there, if there's any comments of topics you'd like to hear us talk about, or there's any questions about maybe certain things we talked about on certain shows, or things we haven't talked about you'd love to hear us talk about, or if there's any guests you'd like to hear or topics, please let us know. Give us a call here at the office. Let us know. We are going to try to have guests on a monthly basis. So maybe if we're lucky and all things go well in the calendar, Tony, and I know we don't live in a perfect world, but we'd have a new guest every month, which means every second or third show or so, we're going to have a different guest on, whether they're on for the whole show or they're on for just a segment or two. I'm very excited about that. I know you're excited, Tony, and I hope our listeners get excited about the different guests they could hear on our show as well.
Yeah, yeah, I can't wait to see who you get. I assume it'll be, the league will be, I assume that you've reached out to Oprah and you've probably reached out to...
I have, but she's not call... Wait, hold on. So my phone's... Hold on. Hold on. I'm getting a text right now. Oh, no, that's not open. So probably the next... I'm sure she'll reply. I'm sure she'll reply, Tony. I don't know why she wouldn't want to come sit here in the beautiful town of Midland, Michigan and sit with Jason Kreiderman and record on my show.
How about we have a presidential debate live on... your Financial Empower Hour. How about we get Trump and Biden in here to hash it out?
That could be interesting. That could be really interesting. I tell you what, I'd love to hear from a few of our listeners out there right now. What are you thinking? With that comment Tony just made, if we could host a presidential debate here in my office on my radio show, I really what I want from you is to call in and give me some questions that you'd like to hear me ask.
Yeah, yeah. But nothing.
I don't think that's going to happen,
nothing
Tony,
too
but man,
intense
it'd be interesting.
Because we'll need a medical unit standing by. We'll need a medvac unit standing by for
probably
those guys.
Probably at least one. Probably at least one, yeah.
Those guys.
But no, you mentioned like guests. That's probably something I'll stay away from.
Yes, we stay away from politics.
Too far down that channel. Yeah. We can have some offline discussions about that. I've had some great ones. We do comment every once in a while on the show. Yeah. But again, we gotta make sure your money's not controlled by politics.
Exactly.
The stock market has never been dominated by one politician or one party. The companies that make up the stock market are not dominated by one party or one politician. So that definitely we got to try to keep all that stuff out of the reality of investing our money. But we are going to have, speaking of the stock market and money and our guests, we're going to have at least four times next year, once per quarter, we are going to have one of the portfolio managers from Gradient Investments. Gradient Investments is one of our third-party wealth managers. They're a fiduciary wealth manager. They manage over $5 billion of assets for fiduciary advisors across the U.S., which is a pretty select group of us advisors. They don't manage money for anybody who's not independent and who's not a fiduciary. So you can't be captive by another financial firm, and you have to be a fiduciary advisor. We are independent. And we are fiduciaries. And so Gradient Investments is one of our third-party wealth managers. We're going to hear from one of their portfolio managers every quarter next year.
That's
so I'm
great.
Very excited to hear from them because they're the people managing the money, Tony. They're in the trenches, so to speak. They're the ones walking Wall Street for us.
Yeah.
So it's great to hear from them. We're also going to bring some other professionals to the table, like maybe an attorney talks about estate planning, maybe a CPA talks about taxes and tax planning. We're going to have, we had an awesome guest last month or two was Corinne Provost, who does health insurance, Medicare planning here in Midland. Plus then I'm just going to bring in some random ones that are probably going to be surprises for you, Tony.
That's
but
good.
They won't be around the stock market. They won't even be around things like, health insurance or estate planning or tax planning. They'll be totally off the wall, but I really want to bring a different mix next year to the show and kind of spark it up a little bit with a bunch of guests.
Yeah, that sounds great. And it is important that we look at the markets, but like you started off the show, and I think this is where we should end it, is talking about, it is Christmas Eve. The show airs on the radio Christmas Eve, and maybe people are listening online after that, but I just think it's a great time of year, and people get caught up with the finances of spending and the finances of the holiday. But we're ending on an up note. And like you said, next year, we don't want to let politics and emotions dictate the decisions we make. And I think that's important, especially headed into next year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And, that's important to step back and kind of reflect again this time of year, at the end of the year. Yes, it's the Christmas. It's the holiday season. We have New Year's. A lot of people set New Year's resolutions. This is a time of year we step back and we look at, what were our resolutions that we set last year or the beginning of this year? How did I do? Hopefully we were more successful than not with our resolutions,
right?
But we don't live in a perfect world, Tony. We don't have perfect, we don't have perfect lives. Nothing is perfect in this world as we know. So generally we don't achieve or accomplish.
Right.
I know me anyhow. I didn't achieve or accomplish half of my New Year's resolutions this year because life
has
changed. But that's okay. And so this is a great time to reflect and say, maybe I met 1 out of 10, maybe I met 10 out of 10 of my resolutions, but let's just reflect upon the year, give love, give joy. It is the season of giving. It is Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners out there. God bless you and have a happy new year.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. That's about as good as I got for Santa, but I'm going to play.
That's pretty
I'm
going
to play Santa. Before we go, let's give away some more books. It's Empower Your Retirement. Give us a call at 989-835-7203. If you call now, 989-835-7203, mention the radio show, a name and address. We'll send you out a copy of Empower Your Retirement. And that'll be our Christmas gift to you. Merry Christmas, everybody out there. Merry Christmas to you. I really appreciate it, Jason. It's been a great year, and next year, hopefully, even better. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman. Thank you for listening to Your Financial Power Hour. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jason Kreiderman at Great Lakes Investment Advisor. Call 989-848-1188 or visit them online at greatlakesinvestmentadvisors.com. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor with the state of Michigan. Insurance products and services offered through Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., DBA, Great Lakes Financial Freedom Group, Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., and Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., are affiliated company. Carl and Jason Kreiderman and Great Lakes Investment Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.